Going, what are we on here? Day five? Yeah. So, just there, Ruby. We have all the names down now, and even though I'm writing the article for this week, it'll be on Adventures of Moo soon. Having the article, that'll probably change it next week, but it's easy. I have it down now, my eyes closed, kind of thing. And today I was going to do invoking of Minerva, the Holy Guardian Angel. I planned on doing it all day. Excuse me, I'm going to do the remote view as well for Nuggin in a minute. But I planned on invoking Minerva all day. And then at the last minute, then I decided, no, I wouldn't. I'd just do a fire meditation. And when I sat down to do the fire meditation, didn't last very long before she kind of came knocking at the door. And so I had some questions for her. I haven't done any looking into the meanings here so far. I'll just give you the questions. I think actually I'm going to defer to Tommy for help here with these, because there's quite a bit. So I asked how can I improve the relationship I have with a relative? The card I got was Dead. I asked Minerva if there's anything she'd like to tell me. I got the Giver. I asked her then if there was any opinions on Alan Chapman's Magia, and two cards came out when I turned them, the Mother and the Witch. Regarding yesterday's vision of the dead father of my friend, I asked her, is this something I should pursue and learn more about? Another two card turn or reading, I got the Conductor and the Protector. Then I asked, should I contact specific dead people or allow them to come to me? And I got the Lovers and the Chaste. Things got kind of funny then. As I said goodbye to Minerva, and when I turned the cards over in my hand, there was the Father was there to say hello or goodbye, as the case. He's probably one of my favourite cards in the deck. And and then I thanked her again, and I said something like, you know, I'm so happy to have her guiding and helping me in my life. And I was shuffling the cards again, and I turned the card that was on top, and it was the Father again. So I mean, that's just strange anyway, because it's a 1 in 40 chance of getting the Father, and then a 1 in 40 chance of getting it a second time. So that's 40 by 40 is 1,600, is that right? Or 100, it's not 160. It's a lot anyway. So, you know, it's funny. What did I do then? Yeah, I got back then to try and do some fire meditation. And it ended up slipping into some Peter Kingsley thing. I touch, I feel, I taste, I smell, I think. Trying to engage all of the senses in the aim of getting Midas, what's he called? Midas. But also then it's supposed to lead to common knowledge, and I wasn't really getting anywhere. And then suddenly I kind of felt it very, very quickly. It was like before I had this thing before, and I spoke about on the podcast with Tommy. I was in different places, and I could go kind of go where I wanted. So I could go upstairs and I could see what the wife was doing. I could see my kids asleep in bed. I could see what some relatives were doing back in Ireland, different families. And then I saw myself I decided then that I would give them all a hug. And then I saw some friends, and so I gave them a hug, and then I went back to the family members, gave them hugs, and then I felt myself just growing massively tall and just hugging the whole world and just giving it some love. Doesn't that sound mad? But yeah, that's what very pretty bizarre. You know, if anyone was to say it to me, I wouldn't believe them. I'd be like, you're talking shite. But because it's happening to me, yeah, I kind of have to believe it, don't I? Right, I better do this remote view thing. Good luck, bye. Why am I saying goodbye? Idiot.